I don't have my bell, so I'm going bong, bong, bong. Calling all teachers, bong, bong, bong. How many of you have gotten your packages? Anybody gotten their package? Oh, some of you did. Alrighty, good. Okay. Laura, did you get your package from us yet? Not yet?
Not yet.
Are you at your house?
I am. Just like, I mean, my bed's like right there.
Oh, do you have a window seat?
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, hopefully you'll get it this week, but don't open it. Who opened it? Nobody opened it. Lisa opened it. You did it. Okay. Yeah. Don't open it. Just make sure don't open it. I mean, we'll have a scissors next week. We'll all open it together or something to cut through the tape, but don't open it.
So, right. The people, because it went to their main house of where we're living right now. And so they opened it and they didn't pay attention to what the name. And so he goes, but it made no sense to me. So he brought it back over. I still don't know what's in it. I didn't look. He goes, okay. I would have kept it, but he goes, it makes no sense to me. And I went,
but didn't it have your name on the label?
Yeah, but
okay.
They're also 84. I don't know. They just.
That's okay. That's okay. Just don't look. He got it to you. That's good.
He did, but he's like, I would have kept it. He goes, but it didn't make any sense for me. I said, well, I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So before I've really been trying to think, I'm going to teach this a little differently than I have before. I've been trying to figure out the best way to do this. So before we do any questions, because I think once we start, I'm going to kind of just keep us going through. So any other questions before we get started? All right. So here's how it's officially, I say Tonglen, right? Tonglen. But people who know stuff, they say Tonglen. 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 Yeah. So just so you know that I'm doing it wrong. But I just can't, my mind doesn't, I learned it's Tonglen for so many years. My mind is having a hard time changing to Tonglen, but I'm trying. So Tonglen. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to remember, first of all, that this takes immense courage, right? To be willing to just be with suffering and willingness, your willingness to be willing to ease and relieve your suffering or other suffering. These are not small things. So acknowledge this, right? This is beautiful. This is a testament to who you are as a being that is unfolding on this path. Tonglen is not for the faint of heart. Okay. It's for the courageous and for people who care. So with that, the first thing we're going to do, one of the ways to make sure that we've got some kind of what we're going to call bodhicitta awake in here is we're going to call on our ishta. Now, depending on your ishta may not be an ishta of compassion, right? Some of our ishtas are here to give us strength or to give us, whatever. There's lots of different reasons for our ishtas and qualities that our ishtas represent. When you chose your ishta, it was because it was a symbol of a quality that you valued, right? So what we're going to do, I'm going to take you just a short little meditation and I will offer you to call on your ishta. If your ishta is not an ishta of compassion and doesn't easily just become, embody that, then I'll give you a couple other suggestions, okay? So let's start with that. Let's start by finding our seat, getting comfortable. And then the first thing we're going to do, I can't believe I don't have my bells. I didn't think to go get them in the break. So imagine the bell ringing. And that bell just resonating, settling. And let's each of us call on our Ishta and just bring our Ishta into our awareness. And some of you are in daily contact and some of you are not, but so let's all just say hi. Good to see you. Bow to your Ishta, just acknowledging its presence, its value. And then just check in your own way. And is your Ishta an Ishta that can embody compassion? And as you visualize yourself sitting in front of your Ishta right there before you, can you feel that your Ishta is a presence imbued with compassion, and you can sit in the presence of compassion with your Ishta? And if so, then you're good. You're good. If not, and there's nothing wrong with this, right? If not, then what we want to do is find you an image that does represent compassion. And that could be a wise person that you've heard of or you've met, or it could be a religious figure, or it could even be simply a symbol. Now remember, your Ishta needed to have a face. This symbol of compassion could simply be a symbol of compassion that radiates a feeling of compassion that you can feel or sense. And what we're looking for is something that can imbue a sense of wisdom and nurturing and caring that you can feel. And sometimes, if this isn't quite working, then it's fine to bring in an image from nature. And they'll often suggest visualizing a vast, deep blue ocean of compassion. Or a tree, a deeply rooted tree with magnificent thick foliage. Or perhaps the sun radiant and spreading its warmth and nurturing capabilities with no judgment, with nothing. It just to everyone equally, radiating that warmth, that comfort, that nurturing. And so then once we have, choose something. If you don't have the Ishta, hopefully one of those has worked for you. And what we want to do is now just allow ourselves to be in the presence of this compassion and feel and sense this compassion radiating towards us, enfolding us, bathing us in this feeling of being cared for, nurtured, understood, accepted. It's feeling all of that compassion surrounding us, moving through us, emanating from this image that you're holding. And as you rest here in the presence of this compassion extends to you exactly as you are, authentically as you are, who you are. Complete understanding and acceptance. exactly as you are. And see if you can breathe in a sense of softness into that heart center so that the heart can soften and accept the compassion. Sometimes it helps to just gently roll the shoulders back and physically open the heart center. That opens that sense of it's a little vulnerable, but can you feel that compassion flowing in and you allowing yourselves to accept it and receive it? And as you remain in the presence of this image, this being, this symbol of compassion, can you allow it to awaken within you a feeling of strength and wisdom and peace and compassion? And let's take just a few more breaths here. In the presence of this field of compassion, allowing it to awaken within you, in that heart center, a feeling of courage and strength, compassion and peace. Let's take just a few more breaths here. And then what I'd like you to do is to write down in your journal what you just experienced. As much as you can remember what you just experienced. And if you have any questions about what we just did, so you can remember what we just did, then we'll take those in a few minutes. But let's start by taking a few minutes of what was that like to be accepted and feeling that kind of compassion for you. And so as some of you finish up, if does anybody have any questions on what we just did? Okay, so is there anybody who wasn't able to find an image of compassion? Their Ishta or some other? Everybody's able to find something? Okay. All right. Were you able to feel compassion? Did you find a sense of willing? Is everybody able to find some kind of feeling of compassion? I'm seeing nods. Yes? Okay. All right. Kelsey, are you too able to find something? Okay. All right. So that's one way, right? Right away. And that's why I wanted you to write this down. Because if it's your Ishta, that's easy, right? You can just call on your Ishta, tap into that feeling of compassion. You're there. But now you've got another way in if your Ishta at this point in your life isn't there for a compassion, but is there for something else. So that's one way to just write, okay, we found it. We've got a feeling of compassion right here. The other way, I'm going to just guide you through as a little meditation, and we'll take time afterwards to talk about what we did and make some notes. But so let's put your journals down and let's find your seats. And take a moment to settle into your seat. You know how to do this, how to soften your body. And if you have any places of tightness or tension in the body, just use a few breaths to soften and release those. And now let's come back to the breath and let's notice there's cool air coming in. And magically, without you doing anything, it is warmed up in your chest. And as you exhale, the temperature has warmed up. And let's just be with that inhale and exhale. No Hong Sa, just with the inhale and exhale. Cool. And without you doing anything, it naturally warms up as you exhale. And now, imagine that you are imbuing this out-breath with your strength and your compassion. So we're inhaling that coolness. And as it flows in, you are bringing a sincere feeling of compassion and strength and caring that as you exhale, it's carried with your out breath, with that warmth. And perhaps as you exhale now, you can let that out-breath be an offering to the world. An offering of your compassion. Your caring. And just notice how as you inhale, the breath naturally expands and opens. And as you exhale, the body releases and softens as you share your caring and your compassion. Now for a few moments, see if you can, as you inhale, imagine that you are inhaling directly into that heart center. into the chest. And as you exhale, you are exhaling from the chest, sending that caring and compassion directly from your heart to the world. And so with that exhale, we're extending our warmth, our caring, our compassion to the world. And perhaps you can even hold a sense of offering peace and comfort. And as you breathe in, you're feeling that coolness coming in into that heart. And as you exhale, you're sending it out as warmth, as caring, as comfort. And as you send this out now, just repeat to yourself, may all beings be free from suffering. Let it flow from your heart out. May all beings be free from sorrow. May all beings be free from anger. May all beings be free from fear. May all beings know peace and joy. And now just rest for a few moments. Rest in this open-hearted place of peace and compassion. And see if you can simply rest here, welcoming this feeling of caring and peace and compassion within you. And once again, now, when you're ready, just gently pick up your journal and journal about this, how your heart, your body, your mind responded. And then we'll take a few moments to, you know, kind of maybe go over what we just did so you can make notes on that if you want to. But just how do you feel? So let's, any questions about what we did? And do you want me to kind of just break down for you step by step what we just did? Would that be of use and help? Okay, good. It would be to me. I feel like it's important. So before I do, any questions? Comments? It's sweet watching your faces. Yeah, Brenda, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm eating bites in between these things, but I'm finding, especially on the second one, I described it as, I just don't feel like I'm in it right now. And I think the comforting piece for me is I would normally have been in the past very, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get into this today? Blah, blah, blah. And it's more like I'm just, well, probably tells me I need to continue this on my own self so that I can be more present in this for others. So it's just kind of a nice, like, found myself going, well, that's good feedback.
Well, good. Thank you. Exactly. It's like, yay. You've learned this exactly, right? And so just because I happen to be teaching this today, right, doesn't mean you're there. But it does mean you're noticing, you're doing, and it sounds like you're here without any judgment and just, okay, this is where I'm at. And that in its own way is the point, right? Is you're demonstrating right now that you have learned that this is your practice, this is your life, and you can show up authentically. And that's what matters. You have shown up authentically. Amen. Praise it all. Just send, you know, there we did it. You did it. Good job. Good job. If there was a final exam, right, that would be it. Can you just be authentic? Can you be authentic? Can you be authentic? Right? So yeah, let's just, thank you, Brenda. So here's what we just, Agnieszka, go ahead. Yeah.
I just want to share something because to me, it's like magic that you often talk about how everything happens for a reason. So that question I asked earlier about how do you know, it was more a theoretical question. And now when we went through it, you used some actually beautiful words that were trigger words for me. And then when you said may all being, and then it brought up some, pictures of experiences from the past. And I could feel like my heart goes, oh, so thank you. And then I knew, I mean, I could, because we were doing it as a group, I was not able to do it for myself, but I thought, okay, well, next time when I do it on my own, I'll know I just leave the, may all beings be free from suffering, and they just go to me. So, yes. So it's, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you for asking the question, because that everybody got the teaching, because I mean, that's essentially, that's like prime, not primal. It's like bottom line. Always come back to you. Work with yours. Yeah. Thank you. And we thank Pema. I mean, Pema Chodron is the one in the 90s who kind of brought this into more public. It got out there into the mainstream. And she did a weekend retreat that was available on CD. And, you know, back then there was no Zoom, right? There was no online. And so I did that retreat several times. It was like a really fundamental part of my training in the beginning. And she's so clear. If you start to do this, in fact, that's why that breath you learned, the breath first softening, release, opening, release, that's from her. In my experience with Tonglen, I needed to know how to do that breath, because I would get, like Agnieszka said, I could feel myself just tightening up. And so what I heard was her saying, okay, so now let go of everything else and now just deal with this, be with this. And I had to learn how to do it, not just with may I be free from sorrow, but literally physically in my body soften, right? And if that's what it takes, that's what we do. We show up authentically for our experience. So yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Pema. Kelsey, yeah.
I just want to add on to what everyone else has said, that the second exercise was way more. I also felt that chest tightening. But just to add on, I had this thought that, like, I was having trouble finding it within myself, but the first exercise, leaning on our Ishta, was like a totally different experience for me. I had this experience of like being connected and enveloped in my Ishta. And so I had that resource to pull from in that connection. So it was really interesting to see those two next to each other.
Beautiful. And so what you know is the Ishta is an easy way in for you, right? Mm-hmm. To find that the bodhicitta. So that's the stable place where you can now begin a Tonglen practice for someone else, right? And at other times, you will find this other practice works just fine. But we're going to continue with this part two because I want you guys to experience this before I talk too much more about it. So let's just break down what we just did. What we just did was we inhaled cool and we, with our out breath, I probably forgot to say it. I'm thinking back what I said, we inhale cool. But as I said earlier, without you doing anything, you didn't have to do anything. Your breath changed to warm, right? You didn't have to do anything. And then what we do is if you have it in you, you imbue that out breath with a sense of compassion and courage and wisdom and strength. You imbue that out breath with that feeling that you're just sending out to the world. And then we begin to just let the heart expand. And let me stop talking so you guys can write. So step one, cool breath coming in. We recognize warm breath. And it warms up. We didn't have to do a thing. Then we bring a sense of courage and strength and wisdom and compassion, that we imbue that out-breath with those feelings that we can send. We just putting that in our out-breath, right? And then what we did was we took a moment to practice inhaling directly into the heart. And as we exhale directly from the heart, sending out that warmth with that courage and strength and wisdom and compassion. And then we began to offer it. We offered that peace, that strength, that wisdom to the world. And then we added the words, which you know now, may all beings be free from suffering. And then we added anger, fear, sorrow, just like we've been doing on Tuesday nights. Thursday nights, Thursday mornings, mom's classes. And we add, may you know peace and joy. May you know peace and joy. So that's kind of the patterning. Just kind of the basic patterning. And from here, we're going to now move into what you probably think of as Tonglen, right? Which is breathing in the dark and breathing out the light. But we're going to get there step by step so we have a better sense of what's going on with that. So Any other questions about this before we go to the next step, the next phase? Okay. And so for those of you who are having a little trouble with it, this time around, what'll help is I'm going to ask you to bring to mind someone you love. Someone you love that you do care about, that you do want to help ease their suffering, right? So, Brenda.
So, and just to clarify, it's not like a resistance to doing it. I just, my brain is like, my mind is just, all of a sudden I find I'm thinking about the grocery list I didn't make. So I'm struggling more with staying in it, which I don't know. It's interesting.
I think you stay there. It's interesting. And, you know, sometimes it literally just is, you're done. Your mind is other places. Sometimes it's, we really just don't want to do it, you know? And I think staying equanimous, not into it, it's not happening, but just stay with us because it is, we're learning the patterning, right? I'm easing you into the full technique here, which I don't often do. So it's a good teaching today to just at least be here for, right?
What's good is as you were writing, going through the steps, I was like, well, at least that sounds familiar. So I was listening.
But there are other people, like Kelsey said, you know, in Agnieszka, there was a tightening that was coming up, right? And so excellent. You noticed it. I think as we go through this next one, you might find a little easier because we're going to actually think of someone we love, which will make it easier to access it. And then I'm going to take you through the steps so you can understand where this breathing in dark, breathing out light, how we got there, how Tonglen got there. Why do we do this in Tonglen? Right. So, and we'll see if this process works. This is how I thought we could teach it. We'll see if it works. What's up? Let's find our seats. Let's find our seats. And take a nice deep breath. Exhale, soften your body. And think of one person that you love, that you really wish to be happy and to be free from pain and suffering. Okay? And let that feeling of wanting to relieve their pain and suffering, that feeling of compassion, to just kind of naturally unfold in your heart and mind. Right now, just as you think of that person. And in your mind, just send them that thought. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. And just repeat it again and again. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and joy. So there, if there's a feeling of that feeling of compassion in your heart, the feeling that's been woken up with this sincere wish. And now, as you visualize this person in front of you, as you're sending this blessing, imagine that there's a dark cloud that's around them, surrounding them, that from this suffering, there's a darkness on them from this suffering. And imagine that as you breathe in this next time, that you are taking some of this suffering, some of this darkness from them. And just imagine that this darkness is flowing in to the nostrils, flowing into the heart. But that compassion is there. The darkness doesn't come in. It naturally dissolves and burns away in that compassion that's already in your heart, that feeling, the feeling of wishing them to be free from suffering. And so this, you breathe off this darkness, but it naturally dissolves in the heart. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to control this. it naturally dissolves. And as you exhale, you exhale a sense of peace and joy. You're sending them an offering of strength and peace and joy. And it's as if as you inhale, it naturally, this darkness naturally dissolves in the strength of your own compassion, your own open heart. And it's your willingness, that sincere wish that they be free from suffering. That's the bodhicitta that is dissolving the darkness. So let's rest here for just a few more breaths. Breathing in the dark cloud, sending back clear, fresh light as you send that wish. So it's clear light at this point, okay? It's just clear. It's breathing in dark, sending back clear. Sending an offering of peace and joy and compassion to your loved one that brings strength and compassion. And now imagine that in your heart center now, from all where all of this is going, is now a white light. That right there in your heart center, there's a white light that represents all of the strength and compassion that you are sending out. Right there in your heart, this white light. And if you want to, at this point, you can imagine that you are breathing in to the heart, the darkness, and you are breathing out from the heart, the light, that white, radiant light, and sending it to your loved one. And here we are. You are taking their suffering. You are drawing in the darkness. And as it comes into that white, bright radiance of your heart, it's burned away. It's dissolved away. And on your out-breath, you send this bright, healing light. You send out your offering of peace and strength and compassion. And as you send it out, your light reaches your loved one. It reaches out to your loved one, bringing them comfort and strength and peace and happiness. And here we are. This is Tonglen, taking away the suffering and offering peace, joy, strength, and compassion. And at some point, you will see your loved one, that the light, the darkness is easing. You can see their face, their posture changing as they become filled with this light. At which point you breathe off the light and you send the light. And you rest in a beautiful field of equality, compassion, peace, and joy. And now notice how you feel. Notice the feeling in your heart right now. in your being. And at some point, gently release the technique and just rest in the feeling of this open-hearted strength, compassion, wisdom, and joy. Then when you're ready, gently inhale. And as you exhale, take a few moments and then open your eyes and record in your journal what your responses were, how you feel. And keep at the front of your mind that it took immense courage to do what we just did. So someone there say, how courageous am I? Exclamation point. So let's take another minute or two to write down your responses, and then we'll go through what we just did. Okay, so should we break it down? Because what I want, what my hope here is, and I don't teach Tonglen this way. When you're getting this here because you're in the training, right? And traditionally, people think of Tonglen as breathing in stark, heavy smoke and breathing back out light. That's most people's impression of Tonglen. And often you sit with Tonglen and they say, breathe in the darkness, the heavy smoke, and send it back out as light. Which it's like, okay, where did this come from? What is this all about, right? And for a lot of people, it's like, I'm not doing that. There's no way I'm breathing in dark shit and hoping it'll turn into light as I breathe it out, right? It's like, nah. But so here's what you know, this is what you just found out. It starts with a feeling in here. Before you can do that kind of Tonglen, it's essential to have this knowledge first. Okay. And what is it that you just did that you know? You know that the first thing you do is you somehow open up a place of compassion or caring or something inside you. Well, you can do it with the Ishta. You can do it with finding in that thought, I wish all beings be free from suffering. And that can open that feeling up. Or as we did this third time, think of someone you love and you sincerely, you don't want them to suffer. That alone opens up that place, right? And then here's what's important is once that place is there, it's just like the breath. You don't have to change the temperature of the breath, get in there and tell everything what to do. It naturally changes temperature. You don't have to tell Tonglen what to do. You now can just breathe in and this right here dissolves it automatically. It transforms it. It transmutes it. You don't have to do anything. You don't, I mean, to me, this is a big deal. It's like that compassion is actually this. Whether you think of it as this or not, it has the power. It's that indestructible place within you that naturally knows how to dissolve, to transmute. Some techniques, they'll say, to burn off that darkness, that suffering. Okay. So what we did though, let's back it up, is first we start by just getting the feeling of the compassion in here. And then we see we're already sending them the blessing. So we've got the may you be free from suffering that's keeping this open and alive, right? At that point, we go, oh, let's imagine their suffering as a dark cloud. So we've already established a nice strong center here. And then we see a dark cloud and we breathe in the darkness and we see, oh, it dissolves. And I can send out feelings of peace and strength and compassion and wisdom. I can feel, right? I've infused my breath with those feelings and they're going out. And now at this point in the technique, it's up to you. I tend to continue to do it through my nostrils. I breathe in dark and I send out light. I just kind of do it that way. But there are other ways to do it where you literally start to breathe it into your heart directly and you breathe it out from your heart directly. I think both work and you do what your body, your mind feels comfortable with. Am I making sense? Is everybody with me? Okay. And so now we've got this dark cloud. And it's coming in, and as it dissolves, we're sending back clearness. It's just sending clear. But that clear is infused with a sincere wish for their comfort, that they be free from suffering. At which point, we've been growing this feeling in here, right? I mean, every breath, this feeling is getting stronger and more sincere. And we trust that this darkness is coming in, and it's dissolving. At this point, we begin to see this feeling that's gotten so clear and strong as the light, as this white radiant light. And now that white radiant light is what we send out, and we can fill, surround this person with this white light as we take off the darkness. And that's how this Tonglen, breathe in the dark, yucky gook, send out the white light. This is where it comes from. But you got to have all these steps present in you. Are you following me? For it to not be scary and to be as effective. And so for us, I wanted to break it down so you really understand how we got there with Tonglen. And the more you do it, the more you really will. You'll just be able to sit down and just breathe in, send out light. Because you know this now. You know this now. You know where it comes from. Okay, I haven't taught it like this before. Did this make any sense at all? Yes, thumbs up. Some of you have had it before from me. Thumbs up, Ramon, Laura. Okay, Kelsey, yes. All right, so questions now. Questions. Comments, how was it? Laura, April, sorry.
Oh, so, I mean, I think you clarified it pretty well here, but I just want to make sure that, like, I don't go through, when I do Tonglen, like, for myself or for someone else, I'm picturing my daughter standing in front of me, which I do for her a lot. I don't go through these steps. Like it's not a conscious thing where I'm like, do this in order for it to work. Mm-hmm. It's just instant. It's just like, I know the feeling sensation of the steps, but it's like, it all happens at once.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that,
yeah, that, absolutely.
Okay.
What we just did, I mean, some of you have been doing Tonglen for years, right? Some of you, it's newer to you. What I just did was I broke down for you how we got there, how we got from breathe in dark, breathe out light. It's like, it's this, I find it just such a beautiful little step by step. Let me take you from, oh, let me just wish them be free from suffering. Okay. Now I'm watching my breath and I'm feeling, I'm sending out joy and strength and be free. And then, okay, now I've got this. Okay, let's see, their suffering is a dark cloud. Oh, dark cloud, I can handle dark cloud. Didn't say smoke, said dark cloud. Okay. Oh, and look, it's dissolving. It's dissolving. Okay, now, and I'm just sending back clear. Does dark smoke clear? And then as this feeling grows, it literally, we can actually begin to grasp that the feeling of it is strong like a light, like a white light. And oh, got it. Now I can send this white light. That's imbued with all of this. And that's, to me, it's just a really beautiful explanation of how we get to, because truly you get into some serious Tonglen and you're breathing in hot, dark smoke, yuck, heavy, burning. I mean, they use these words, right? And you're breathing it in and if you don't know all this, it's too much. But if you have this as your foundation, I could breathe in volcanic horror and it just dissolves, right? And it still goes back out as white light. Do you see that? And there will be some Tonglen teachers are going to have you. Woohoo. It's intense. You know? So yes. And April, it becomes second nature. It becomes second nature. But I have found all of these little things that I've learned over the years about Tonglen has enriched my practice of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's made it richer. It's made, I get it more. It made it feel safer.
So that was the second thing I wanted to quickly say is that this is the first time I've done it where something shifted in my heart center, a visualization. And I was really surprised by it. I loved it, but it was like my whole chest opened up and it was like a gold bowl. It was tilted. It was this kind of this big bowl and the bowl was it felt like there was no limit to its capacity, but it was definitely metal and it just filled my chest. And so it was like everything could just swirl in it. The interesting thing about it is that I had this little moment where it was like that bowl was like a protection. It was safe and it didn't, but it was endless. It just didn't, there was no way for it to fill up. Like it didn't have a fill capacity.
The phrases they use are boundless, mm-hmm. immeasurable. It's like there's no, compassion has no limit at all.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I think
it was really strong, like strong, strong metal of some, but gold and warm and beautiful. But it just had a very protective feeling about it. And I just found that very fascinating.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Ramon.
Is the breath always touching your heart center, or is that visualization very important to let it go in and touch your heart center and come out as white light?
I think so. What's the alternative?
I was just thinking, because you mentioned you can just do it with the in and out breath. So I didn't, the visualization for me was just in and out, and it was just what was happening. Everything was happening in here, and nothing was happening in here. When you went to the heart center, then I was like, yeah, that makes more sense to me, because it's touching that space where. But I was just wondering, is that a core? Is that
yeah.
core?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't make it clear. It's a core piece. It's happening in here. Yeah, that's core. That's okay. Core. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for asking that, clarifying that. Yes. 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 Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the time you spent explain that it happens without force and it's effortless is probably my biggest aha, because I would tend, when we would do this other times, I would tend to think transmute means strong effort to force it to become something else. And this was totally different. So I got it in a whole different way. So thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. And so just for clarification, transmute, as I understand it, I have never looked it up in the dictionary, but from the way Kriyananda used it, transmute means really it's, I have one thing and it just effortlessly turns into something else. It's like one moment it's my hand, the next moment it's the lotus. It's just somehow it happened. It's magic, you know? So that's a great point, Lisa. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Kelsey. Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I have a hang up with the transmute that I didn't realize.
Okay.
And the word dissolve was way more effective for me, because transmute is like, I have to hold on to it. And it, like, there's still some holding on to it that happens for me, okay. But the dissolving, I was like, oh, okay. It's dissolving and my heart is giving back its own natural.
Yes.
Like, it has. So. That was really helpful for me.
Well, thank you for telling me that. So dissolve's a better word, huh?
For me, it was.
No, I'm seeing the nods. Look around. I mean, see, and this is the beauty of this, right? Is that I use my teacher's word, but my teacher's word wasn't communicating. And so I've just learned, oh, dissolve is a better word for us. Okay, let's do it. We can do it. You know, these teachings, this is why it's so precious to have the oral tradition, to learn teacher from my teacher's mouth to my ears, from my mouth to your ears, from your mouth to your students' ears. Because once it's written down, if you think of it as, it becomes like locked, but it doesn't communicate. We just learned right now, right? This is a live, living, breathing teaching. And we just learned right now that the word dissolve is a much more effective communicator for us, right? And this is, to me, this is why you can't, there is a place. And I mean, if you've been in my office, you say, I've got this bookshelf. I've got two huge, what are they? Probably 12, 14 feet, two rows of books. And in my bedroom, I've got ceiling to floor shelves filled with books. I mean, not that I've read them all, but you know, I buy them and I think, oh, I want to read it, right? But it's like it's so much of it is out there, but it's really important that you don't get locked into the written word, because then it becomes dead. Now it's locked. It's finished. It can't be changed. This is what anybody who reads this thinks, this is how it is. The teacher, the living, breathing teachings that you now are going to carry on are what give us permission to, make it alive and real for our age, for our time, for our world, for you. Okay. So little soapbox there. All right. Okay. So anything else on Tonglen?
And I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Go for it.
No, and we did it as part of a meditation, but you're saying that this is something that we can just organically do in a situation where, like, you're in a hospital and you see, you know, someone suffering, and you can just organically go into this space.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You do it. We all, every one of us with kids, you do it for your kids.
Yeah.
Right? You do it for your spouse, your partner. You do it for your family, your parents, your siblings. It's like, and you don't have to do it for 20 minutes. You can do it for 2 or 3 minutes, right? And two important things to remember about that. What it does is it eases your suffering, watching somebody else suffer. It gives us the strength to believe that they have their path. And it gives us the Tonglen, helps us feel like we're doing something when we sometimes physically can't. It's not appropriate for us to interfere. And this, it feels like I am able to do something. Now, does it help? According to Kriyananda and according to the Tibetan teachers, it does. It actually makes a difference on the inner planes, right? I'm not evolved enough to know that for a fact, but I've certainly had experiences where it feels like it might have made a difference. But I'm going to tell you this last little piece then, as a teacher, and I'm not saying just as a meditation teacher, but as a parent, as a friend, as a spouse, present with other people. This is what we do. When you're all meditating, I'm breathing Tonglen. When we're, especially at retreats, when that room is full and you guys are doing techniques that I've just taught you and we're doing, and I feel like everybody's got it, I move into Tonglen. And I'm breathing Tonglen for the room and for the students. This is how we hold space as teachers for our students. Yeah, Lisa, you got it. This is how we hold space for our students. We tongue it. Little known fact, huh? So now do you want to get the best part of Tonglen? You want to know the best part? Let's do it. Okay, let's sit. You can sit however you want for this one. Sit comfortably. It's not going to take long. And so find your seat, be really comfortable, really relaxed, soft in body, as soft as you can be in heart and mind. And then very, very gently roll the shoulders back, open the heart. And as you let your attention slip over to the breath, just watching the breath flowing in, flowing out. Let's gently just slip into Hung Saw. Soft, no resistance. Allowing whatever pause, whatever pace, whatever shallow or deep there is, just allowing that to be. And then as you're inhaling, have the knowing that this is life itself breathing its light and its goodness into you. that you be free from suffering. And as you exhale, hold the knowing that life is taking all of your suffering away. It's taking the darkness and sending back to you so much love and light and strength. And as you exhale, you're offering back your suffering to life. And at some point, as you're feeling that it's just soft and accepting and just receiving the breath just as it is, there's nothing you have to do here at all. Life knows. So little by little, we learn to let go of controlling this process. And as we exhale, we not only give over our suffering, we give over all of ourselves. We give ourselves back to life in our complete authenticness. We give ourselves back to serve. We give ourselves back to be healed, to become whole. And let's breathe Hong Sao for a few minutes now from this awareness that life is Tongglenning us. And so in a way, this is a reminder of what Ramon asked. It's like the breath is coming into the heart. The heart is beating. The breath is breathing. Our being is being breathed. Hong Sao from the heart. From this place where you will know that a love that you is unlike any love you've ever known. A comfort unlike any comfort you've ever known. An acceptance unlike any acceptance you've ever known. Can you soften? Can you allow yourself to be breathed and loved and cared for by life itself? Now release the technique, release Hong Sao and rest. Simply be. Simply be. And my hope for each one of us is that someday you find your way into such sweet surrender to this technique that those tears of sweet, sweet joy just trickle down your face. And you know what it means. You know what it means to be loved and to love. And now when you're ready, just take a gentle inhale. And as you exhale, just write down somewhere. What was that like to breathe Hong Sa from that perception, perspective that you are being breathed by life? And life is tonglening you at every moment. So I guess I'll open up for any comments or questions. Yeah, Agnieszka.
I listened to, many years ago, I listened to Louis Hay, like workshop seminar on loving yourself. And she had this exercise that people would look into the mirror and they had to say, I love you to myself. And most of them were crying. And someone asked the question, why do we cry? And she said, it's that little child, I guess, within you, sis. Where have you been all these years? So that's what I felt. Exactly that.
Oh,
so,
that's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. So, and I think also the fact that this is our last class is, you know, it's so... I don't know. I feel like I have to walk on my own now. but I don't know. That's what came up. Like, where have you been? I'm here, right? I'm here. So
that's so beautiful. So beautiful. Wow. So interesting. You know, you guys are thinking of as our last class. I don't. It's like, I don't know why, but I just don't. It's like, okay, I got some stuff planned for next week. And, you know, and so in my head, it's like, you know, are there more assignments? I'm going to suggest you listen to Mount Meadow Waterfall this week if you have a chance. You know, it's on there to, because in a way, it's kind of our, it's one of those, what do you call it? It's just like I want to say signature meditation from Kriyananda, although that seems like such a shallow word, but it is such a beautiful technique. So if you get even a chance a couple times this week or once even to do Mount Meadow Waterfall, has everybody done it? Does everybody know what I'm talking about? Okay. Everybody's familiar with it? Okay. So let's do, did we break it down? Yeah, I didn't think we had. Okay, yeah. So my hope would be you would do Mount Meadow Waterfall this week. We'll break it down next week because it's kind of like the Tonglen is like it. In my mind, it took us all of this to be able to be here as rich as Tonglen has been, and to hopefully on some level help you feel like Agnieszka just felt. It's like this Hong Sa, Hong Sa. It's all right there in Hong Sa. It's all right there in Hong Sa. But Mount Meadow Waterfall is kind of like a really, just a beautiful technique. And next week I'll kind of break down for you why it works so beautifully, what it's doing, the technical part of it. But then we'll do our graduation. And for some reason in my head, it's like, I feel like you're my teachers now. What do you mean? This is not the end. This is just the beginning. We got to figure out where to put you. We got to find places for you. We got to build. So we've got, so it's so fun. It's like in my mind, it's not at all an ending at all. It's like a launching. So is there anything else? Anything else anybody would like to share or comment on before next week? Brenda.
I have a question. And then if it's okay, I'll share the story that I shared with you this week about work. But the box arrived yesterday from you guys. And it was a very, very rainy day when we were gone all day. So my box is very, very wet. And I did not know, because you told us not to open it, if what's inside is going to be impacted.
Put it this way, the core of what's in there is not going to be impacted. If the container it's in is impacted, we'll get you another one. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but it should be okay. We'll see. You just let me know. Okay? Yeah. But yeah, definitely don't open till next week. We'll have a moment. I'll ring the bell and everybody can slit the tape and, you know, and then we'll see. So, yeah. And just for on a technical level, before you tell the story, Brenda, because that is a great story to share. Some of you are getting your certificates. Some of you have a little bit of work to do to get your certificate. And either way, what's in this box is just kind of your acknowledgement for having done the program, right? So this box is not dependent on whether or not you completely finished everything. And I know a few of you still have to get me your beginning class outline. And, but other than that, if I still need something from you, I think there may be a couple of you I still need some notes from for classes you've missed. But other than that, you're all in really good shape. So Brenda, tell us your story and try and keep it. We've only got 9 minutes and so keep it. Just to the key pieces, key points.
Yeah. So the gist of the story is that I was at a staff meeting for my new job, and we started with a little breakout group of small groups, and we had to do a what are we thankful for. And when my small group people started talking, they started saying they were thankful for me, which was also really, felt really nice. But when he asked the question, the first thing that popped into my head was not about them. It was about, I was thankful that I had a meditation practice to keep me sane with this job. And so when I shared that with them, several people said, oh, well, in the first part when they were saying they were thankful for me, one of the ladies said, you're just so steady. And I was telling Karen about it because I don't know that people would have described me. I've been reliable. I've been, you know, organized all my life, but steady, not necessarily. So I just thought it was a really, kind of full circle moment of their compliments to me were also tying into what I was thankful for, which is having that practice, which I feel like helps me stay steady. So I just finished with Karen. I said, you know, same line, this shit works, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Brenda. And someday we'll get a coffee cup that says this shit works, but we're working on it. So anybody else, any other comments or thoughts? We're not going to get to hear from everybody this week to see how you're doing, but next week it is a long day. Okay. It's not a 3-hour class. Everybody's got that on their calendar, right? Okay.
Right. How long is the class?
I think we go from 7:30 to who's got it?
Oh.
To one.
Oh shoot. Okay.
I think it's
5 hours.
Yeah, it's a 5-hour. It's a five hour class.
Nope, I did not know that.
Maybe that's why you all thinking it's that last class today. See, to me, we're pulling it all together next week. So anybody else? Anything anybody feels a need to share?
I do have one. I'll make it quick. There's a prayer that you gave us to me that kind of goes with this Tonglen, but the one of it goes, oh, infinite Lord of life, you know far better than I what my beloved, blah, 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 right? You know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I'd been doing that for specifically my daughter, who had been going through a lot of problems for, I don't know, almost every day for like a month. Long story short, she just landed the most amazing job opportunity. I mean, it's just changed so many different things, but it was just to me, right? Speaking of that, the power of the prayer, and just even, I could just see we're doing the Tonglen for people on a daily basis. But I mean, I've been doing that for her and other specific people in my life, and there's a lot of stories. So, I mean, there's a lot of power there.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah. Yeah. But all of my kids, had some several things. So I'm just, it's pretty amazing to me to actually see it.
And it is one of those things, you know, they say there are at every moment of the day, there are many people, beings on this planet breathing Tonglen for all of us. I mean, there's people, that's what their life is. There are monasteries that all they do is round the clock breathe Tonglen to ease the suffering of the world, you know, of all beings. It's really quite sweet. But so here's my thought. Let's end today. And let's do a little Tonglen for Kathleen to help her get healthy. What do you say? Let's do a little Kathleen Tonglen, okay? So let's find our seats. And Kathleen, you know, Hong Sa, that's what I did when I had COVID, right? I was breathing. I just let the Hong Sa breathe me and heal me and do that, right? So yeah, yeah. Hong Sa, baby.
We keep Vince there too with her.
Oh, yes. Let's do Vince and Kathleen. Do you feel like he can handle two? Let's do both. Of course. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. See, so it takes a village. Okay. So let's find our seat. Take a nice deep in breath, and as you exhale, soften from your crown to your toes. And because we only have a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to bring your ishta in, bring that sincere wish into your heart. However you get there into your heart, feeling that opening, that sincere wish to help ease Kathleen and Vince's suffering. So they might find some peace and some joy and healing. And from that open-hearted place, visualizing them in front of you, send that blessing. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and healing and joy. May you be free from suffering. Send it out with your out-breath. May you be... What did I just say? Let's start again. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace and healing and joy. And then when you feel like your heart is there, that it's open, the bodhicitta is there, visualize the dark cloud. And as you inhale, draw in the darkness. And as you exhale, send out that light, that clear, bright, white light. And with each in-breath, we just see the darkness lifting as it's dissolved into that light of bodhicitta and compassion in our hearts. And we send out the blessing for healing. And let that light now begin to replace the darkness. And with these next few breaths, we breathe off the last of the darkness. We send the light of healing, compassion. And then as we send this last exhaling, that wish, may you be free from suffering. May you know peace and healing and joy. Just rest for a few moments with that breath. And let's close by bringing our hand to our heart. And closing with that sincere wish, may I be free from suffering. May I know peace and joy. And again, may I be free from suffering. May I know peace and joy. And let's take that feeling into our Om Shantis. And so it's your choice whether to leave your hand on your heart or to just replace it gently on your lap. But either way, you're aware of that feeling in your heart center. As we close today's meditation, inhale. Oh. To yourself, Shanti. To each other, including Steve and Vince, Shanti. Now feel it coming back to you. Shanti. And together, may we be blessed, may we be blessed, and may we be triply blessed, that we may be an even greater blessing to others. Namaste, beautiful ones. Namaste. Oh my gosh, I know about where you are, but right now, as we did this last one, the sun came out. It's been pouring rain this whole time, and the sun just coming through my windows here. All right, everybody. Have a lovely week. If you owe me anything, send it to me this week if you can, but don't stress. I mean, it'll all be fallout in the end, right? It'll all be good. And if you can, Mountain Meadow Waterfall. All right. So please unmute so you can say goodnight to each other. Goodbye to each other.
Karen and April, can I talk to you guys for just a second at the end?
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Laura. Bye, Agnieszka. Bye, Ramon. Bye. Where we go? Lisa and April and Kelsey. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Let me stop the recording.